Today is Saturday, May 12th, 2018, and this...
Years ago, Phil and I put aside money for a trip on our 25th anniversary, but I lost that money on a girls' weekend in Vegas. Since then, I've been on a secret mission to win that money back, and if things go well this weekend, I am even. Vegas, you have a gambling problem, and her name is Claire.
Is 500 by Midnight, the original Las Vegas podcast, show number 646.
I hope that you're having an enjoyable stay here in Las Vegas, and also hope that you have been fortunate. I do wish that for you.
We're gonna give Daddy the Rain Man suite. Do you dig that? We're going to Vegas, Mike.
Vegas! You think we get there by midnight?
Honey, we're gonna be up 500 by midnight.
Yeah, Vegas!
Vegas, baby, Vegas!
Las Vegas is waiting.
Hello, everybody. This is Tim.
And this is Michelle.
Welcome to 500 by Midnight. Wow, you're loud.
I'm not loud. You just turned me up.
I know. That's what I was talking about. Like, not you specifically, but you and...
No, you said you're loud, and I took
I know,
that
but I didn't mean it as an insult.
I am two margaritas in,
I know.
So...
You're something.
I am something.
I would like to...
I'm something special.
I would like to discuss the accusation you made against me at dinner tonight, where you...
What was that?
Suggested when it comes to gambling, I have no self-control.
And?
I'd like you to expound on that.
Why?
I'm just curious about...
Well, you have some self-control, but... Uh-huh. You have less self-control over gambling than I do, but I have less self-control over drinking than you do.
Okay.
So we're even.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure. Mm-hmm. All right. I was just curious about your thoughts on that.
Mm-hmm.
I think I have moderate self-control. I just get geared up when I'm in Vegas.
I like,
want to hit the machines and spend.
You haven't like taken a second mortgage on the house or anything, so.
We'll talk later. All right. So before we get into some.
Have you gambled away the funds for our 25th anniversary?
We just had our 20th anniversary. What are you talking about, 25th?
I'm already looking forward to 25.
What are we doing then?
I don't know. 25's a big one. 20 was a big one, but 25's a big one too.
I don't know. Maybe you should start saving up.
Okay.
I don't know. I haven't.
Remind you got 4 years to plan.
At 24 and a half, remind me and I'll start thinking about it.
Okay.
Okay. All right. This podcast is listener supported by some fine folks, including Kevin Whiff, Chris Geronimus, Kevin Chang, John and Uta Lowry, Steve Parker, Marty Boose, David Decker, and Kate McGinnis.
Thank you
to these and all of our Patreon patrons for supporting this podcast. If you'd like to support the podcast on a monthly basis, you can do so at patreon.com/500. In exchange, we throw some bonus content at you once in a while.
We chatted with some of those fine folks last weekend.
We did, and I'm going to be putting something up this week. I got to do that little video of our... some of our Vegas collectibles that some people have requested.
I should clean up part of the room a little bit more.
I'll edit out the... I'll get rid of the offending items before...
What are the offending items? The nail polish?
No, I don't want people seeing like our wedding pictures and stuff like that. I'm going to...
Oh, okay.
I'm not embarrassed by them. I just...
You just...
Those are ours. I'm just going to probably keep it Vegas-y.
Mm-hmm.
Is that okay with you?
Even though we had a wedding in Vegas?
We did, but they're not Vegas-themed.
Okay.
I don't know. We'll see. Okay. So there you go. Insight
this
into our lives.
This is a good
lives.
Show already.
I know. I think we're really working a lot of things out tonight.
I think we are.
Oh, I can't wait to see
like
where
therapy.
We go from here. All right. So let's jump into some news. We got a bunch of things. We don't have a ton of things to talk about this week.
But you have a lot of things to say.
The things that we have to talk about, I'm very interested in talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So this might be a fun show.
Do you need more alcohol or are you good?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I'm good.
What?
I feel like by you asking that question, you were looking for me to say yes so that you could continue to drink.
No, 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 no. I'm good.
Okay.
It's just that you need to catch up to my...
No, I'm just fine. I'm not drinking tonight. I got plans tomorrow.
You have plans to drink tomorrow.
All right. Well, I don't know. I got plans to fish, which includes drinking.
Yes.
All right. Let's jump into the news, shall we?
All right.
All right. There's a new residency. Oops. I hit the wrong thing. There's a new residency that was announced this week.
Mm-hmm.
It's been rumored for a while. It's finally official. It is Queen and Adam Lambert at the Park Theater. Let's hear them, shall we? right. So, of course, legendary band Queen. They are touring with Adam Lambert as their vocalist these days, and he does a good job of pulling it off. Mm-hmm. He's not trying to be Freddie Mercury. He's certainly paying respect with his performance,
mm-hmm.
and he's got the pipes to pull it off.
He does.
So,
and the charisma.
If you're skeptical of this as a thing, first of all, just talk to anybody who's seen them perform, or go ahead and watch the YouTube videos. There are entire concerts that you can watch on there, and I think you'll come away from it impressed. He sounds great. He's energetic and confident, and like everything you would need to be to stand in front of legendary musicians like Brian May fucking shreds. I just love watching him play guitar. He always has had one of my favorite just guitar tones. Mm-hmm. So I would really like to see the show, but I don't.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that it gets extended because the timing
dates,
isn't great
for us.
The current
dates are a little, yeah.
They are doing 10 shows at Park MGM's Park Theater. They run between September 1st and September 22nd. The show is called The Crown Jewels. They'll be doing lots and lots of hits. Let's listen to some of that shredding. All right. Tickets start at $72 and up, plus taxes and Ticketmaster fees, so that ends up being closer to like $100 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And
but in such a small venue, that'd be pretty cool.
I know. I have a friend who is very excited about this and already has tickets for 2 shows.
Yes, she does.
Yes, so, I hope that... I know that there were several people on the Facebook group who were very excited about this and were
good.
Considering planning trips around it. So, like I said, I suspect they're going to sell out their whole run, and I'm hoping that they add an additional block of shows maybe early next year or something.
Yeah.
It'd be great to see them in Vegas. So there you go. Queen and Adam Lambert. Draw the whole thing out. He's got a good voice.
Mm-hmm.
All right. There you go. I decided just to do the one thing instead of pulling like a dozen songs.
And singing along with them.
Oh, that, nobody wants to hear that.
Yeah, we do.
All right. How about this?
Overwatch. It could be true, but it's probably bullshit.
All right. We're going to follow up on a rumor we reported on a week or so ago about Tag Bar at The Link. We have some additional rumored information from another one of our listeners who talked to multiple employees at The Link, and they all had the same story, which is usually a pretty good sign that it's probably accurate. So this is from Jake on our Facebook group, and he said that Tag is going to be closing on May 20th, so that's coming up here in a little bit more than a week, and that most of the casino area between the Total Rewards desk and the promenade will be closed for about 3 months. They're hoping to have it done by football season. So this is part of a couple different projects. They've already started working on the zip line out on the promenade.
Uh-huh.
In fact, about a week or so ago, they shut down one of the lanes in the Las Vegas Strip for like a long period of time.
Yeah, they have a traffic's going to be fucked there.
I know. They're down to, normally three? Yeah,
normally so three, down to two.
They've got a crane sitting there in the lane closest to the buildings.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already working on the zip line, and then they are also going to begin working on Kind Heaven, which is that immersive
interactive experience from Perry Farrell.
Yeah, so that it sounds like they decided let's do all this stuff at once because there's a lot of work to do. According to what Jake is hearing, the sports book is going to be moved to the current Tag area, and Squeeze, which I believe is a juice bar that's out on the promenade, is going to be.
Do they also play music by Squeeze?
I hope not. I don't mind Squeeze that much. They're going to be reopening in the old sportsbook area. I can't even picture where the sportsbook is at Link. I'm having a hard time. Oh, you know what? It is up. It's kind of up along the strip.
Mm-hmm.
Fronted. Okay, I can kind of picture that. And then all five floors between the casino and the Vortex, that's that rooftop that they haven't used for anything except for special events. Those are going to be opened and used possibly with five levels of bars. So
yes.
I think that would be Kind Heaven. Because that's a multi, that's a multi-level thing with bars on each level. So I'm guessing that that's where that's going in that space. And I believe when they first announced that, they referred to using the rooftop for some of it. So, and then once they get that done, the corner where Tag is currently located will be opened up to the strip. Which is necessary because if you've ever walked along the strip in front of Link, it is the dullest.
Oh, God, it's so boring. It's like, oh, look, there's a steel gray wall on my right. How exciting.
It's just, it's like the, they put no
like
effort into.
They didn't even put, like, artwork on it or anything.
It's the least visually appealing front of a building. And you don't really realize it if you're just driving by. But if you walk by, you're like, there's nothing here. It's very industrial feeling.
I'm drunk and the walls are moving, but it's still not very exciting.
Yeah. So I think this is probably a good thing in terms of the visual appeal of that building, but
and then bringing people in, because if you have a visually appealing building, people are going to want to be.
Well, and right now their whole thing is they want people to walk through it, so they try to funnel them in.
Maybe stop at a bar while they're walking through.
Well, the sidewalk, you know, the walkway right now kind of leads you through the Link to Flamingo out the side door. So they're trying to funnel people so they don't go along the strip anyway. But for those that do, it's like, this is, this is unappealing. So that's what's going, that's what may be going on there. Again, this is not, not confirmed, but it sounds likely. I'll give this one 77%. Seems reasonable given what we already know. All right.
I would have given it higher. I would have been like 85.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's a multi-part rumor. So that's part of the reason that I'm kind of, you know, the fact that multiple employees confirmed or said the same thing is probably a pretty good, that raises it up. If he just said, I talked to another employee, I probably would have been like, oh, let's say 62%. It's a very scientific thing I have going here for these ratings.
You run it through a calculator.
I've got a team of, yes, there's an algorithm that I had a team of people come up with to help me calculate the exact thing that. Then I will forget about later on anyway. All right. This is kind of, this is, I guess, a rumor as well. It hasn't officially been confirmed as far as I know. There's a show that has performed around the country for a long, long time.
And that you will never, ever, ever see.
It was in Las Vegas a while ago at Bally's, and it is returning, according to Johnny Katz. It is one of the, I would say, one of the earlier interactive shows where they try to get the audience involved. It's called Tony and Tina's Wedding, and it's going to be coming back, according to Johnny Katz from the Review Journal. It's not, however, returning to the Windows showroom where it was before.
No.
It's returning to a different venue in Bally's. I would say this is probably one of the sadder entertainment venues.
Even worse than the showroom at Hooters?
I was going to... Oh, yeah, that's at least the showroom. I was going to think... Okay, so...
That's at least a dedicated space to a show.
Yeah, it's going to be in Buca di Beppo, the chain Italian restaurant.
Ugh.
Yeah, which I get because of how the show works. Like, it's supposed to be a wedding reception and stuff. But I feel this is the first time I think I've ever felt pity for the performers when I read news about where they're performing. And the reason is you're going to have some, let's say you have somebody who, this is their first Las Vegas strip show. And obviously that's exciting. And then they have to tell they get to share their excitement by telling their friends and their family, hey, I'm performing the Las Vegas Strip.
Where are you performing?
I'm glad that you asked. I've got a really great gig in a show on the Las Vegas Strip. We're going to be at Bally's.
Oh, which showroom?
It's you know, one of their performance venues that they have there, you know.
Oh, really? Really? Yeah. Where?
Well, you know, they've got a bunch of different places at Bally's. They've got...
Is it in the Jubilee Theater?
Oh, you've heard of the Jubilee Theater. That's a cool place. They've, you know, had the legendary show Jubilee for years.
Hence
they've
the host name.
A bunch of different things there. No, I'm not
How about that that space up top, like Windows or whatever.
Oh, you know what?
Called.
That's funny you should ask, because that is where this exact show was up until about a year ago.
Oh, it
was
but is in it that still same- there?
Well, no, they've moved it this time. It's in a different space. You know, they've got a lot of different performance spaces at...
Which particular performance space are you in, honey?
Well, we're performing in... it's a... So, you know, there's this other place where Tom Green played called the Back Room. That's, you know, they've got that at Bally's in addition to those places you already mentioned.
Oh, are you playing there?
Well, no, we're not there. We're next to it. We're like,
you're adjacent.
Really, we're adjacent to that. It's a you know, pretty good sized space. It's a place called Buca.
I've heard of it. I had microwaved lasagna there once.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's are you proud of me still?
Nope.
And scene. Yeah, it's a. It's probably not something you put on. You probably don't mention Buca on your LinkedIn profile. You're just going to say like Las Vegas Strip. Maybe you say Bally's, but probably don't get real specific if you're performing. And then I start thinking, what does this mean for other potential performance venues on the Strip?
Oh, like Mamma Mia at Outback Steakhouse and Casino Royale?
Could happen. Could happen. Suddenly the Chili's at Hawaiian Marketplace is a hot commodity.
Mm-hmm.
We could, I don't know what, it'll be exciting to watch how the restaurant theater scene in Las Vegas unfolds. I'm thinking in about.
Is there a TGI Fridays somewhere?
Probably, isn't there at Gold Coast maybe?
Yeah.
So it's exciting. It's an exciting time. Mm-hmm. Buca's really breaking down performance walls.
Or something.
Mm-hmm. You can have some. Isn't the whole shtick with Tony and Tina's wedding that it's like bad wedding food? I think like that's the whole, like you get a mediocre meal as part of your.
Well.
I know. So perfect location.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. All right. If anybody goes to see Tony and Tina's wedding at Buca, please give us a review.
Let us know.
We'd love to hear about it.
Because we're not going to do it.
Alrighty. So something else I learned this week.
Uh-huh.
I get a lot of press releases. Most of them I delete.
You're
promptly.
Gaining a lot of knowledge this week. Huh?
I am. And this was something I was. It's hard to keep up. Maybe probably in part because we're not really inclined to spend a lot of time at the pools in Las Vegas. And periodically they will go through different name changes and things. I don't know if it's been called this since the renovation or what, but the pool at the Link is called Influence. Well, the full name is Influence, the pool in all capital letters, at the Link, trademark symbol. That's a mouthful. So we're just going to call it Influence. But what's noteworthy about this pool that I was unaware of.
Who are they influencing or influenced by?
Maybe under the influence, which you could be if you go there and hang out and have beverages. I don't know. They're trying to be hip and cool, and they're trying to. Caesars is trying to make some of their pools more day clubby, which I'll get to that in a minute with another pool. But the thing with Influence that is different than others is that anybody, whether you're staying there or not, can get in there and party without having to pay a cover.
Hmm.
A lot of times it's only accessible to hotel guests.
Yep.
And if they do let non-hotel guests in,
it's usually adjacent properties like Flamingo or whatever.
Sometimes.
Like a Caesar's property.
Or they'll have just a flat cover for anybody.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So at Influence, like I said, trying to do a DJ or a day club thing. So they have DJs and then they have like different theme days.
Ooh, tell me about the theme days.
I was scanning the list of theme days and the one that stood out was Saturday, which is Tropical Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you want to go ahead and wear a Hawaiian shirt to Influence, that'd be great.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Yeah. So I think they should market it as the only Las Vegas strip pool that is modeled after the office where you work.
Great. That's exactly where I want to go on vacation.
I recommend it. I think you'll have a good time. Stop in for Team Builder Tuesdays. Mm-hmm. You can do some trust falls.
Uh-huh.
And the always popular potluck Mondays. Make sure and bring a dish to share with your fellow pool partiers. And I know how you love potlucks. So and wipe out the microwave when you're done using it, for God's sake.
And don't put fish in there.
No. Who puts fish in the microwave? Yeah. So that's Influence. I don't know. 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. daily. You can access it. They have a new entrance to make it accessible to everyone. You don't have to go through the hotel. Just go in from the Link Promenade and hang out and party at the Link Pool. Will I see you there, Mon?
No.
Okay. One other Caesars pool that I wanted to discuss. They've been trying to kind of rebrand this thing. For a while, it changed every year. The last couple of years, though, Flamingo has been the Go Pool Day Club.
Mm-hmm.
So it's no longer, like years ago, it was like, oh, it's kind of a little bit of a family-friendly pool. It's cool. They got water slides.
Yep.
And now they're going full-on day club. So they have DJs every day, and occasionally they have celebrity guest appearances and live performances. This year, for example, some of them include Nick Cannon, Amber Rose, Taboo.
Who is also in the Black Eyed Peas.
Naughty by Nature, and Bow Wow. We saw Bow Wow in Vegas as part of...
When he was Lil Bow Wow.
Oh, he was opening for NSYNC.
Mm-hmm. NSYNC, right. Dream, and Lil Bow Wow.
What a lineup.
Oh, wait, and Baha Men.
Oh, yeah. Who let the dogs
out? Do not forget Baha Men.
This is an example of what I mentioned a little while ago. If you're a non-hotel guest, it's $10 to get in. On Saturdays, now this is fucked. And I think we've heard about this. I think somebody complained about this last year. On Saturdays, even if you're a hotel guest, you have to pay to get in.
That's stupid.
I know. It's $10. They have a grace period. They have an hour from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. where you can get in without paying.
Mm-hmm.
If you're a hotel guest after 10 a.m., it's $10. And then $20 for non-hotel guests. So. Huh. They're open. I don't know. I figure if somebody's going to pay to get into a pool, it's not going to be Flamingo.
No.
It's going to be Wet Republic or, you know, whatever they got going on over at Cosmo.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's open at 9 a.m. every day.
Just a sec.
They close at 5 p.m.
Hey.
What is he getting into? Oh, he's just trying to get his toy out from under the furniture. Maximus. Okay. If you want information on this, if this sounds appealing to you for some reason, gopoolvegas.com is the website. They've got all the information. When you go to gopoolvegas.com, make sure and look at the frequently asked questions section,
mm-hmm.
and you'll learn things like this. What is the dress code at Go Pool? Swimwear is highly recommended. No banana hammocks. Euro shorts are okay.
What are Euro shorts?
I think, aren't they like the tight?
Oh.
They're not like.
Like boy shorts?
Yeah, they're like tight.
They're like boxer briefs, but like several inches higher.
I think so.
Okay.
But they're not like, I mean, they're nut hugging, but not as much as banana hammocks.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could do without the Euro short sightings as well, I think.
Mm-hmm. So no Borat.
They all have, in the sling. They also have some of the other stuff in the FAQ. It's like, no outside food and beverages, except for before 11 a.m. when you're welcome to bring coffee.
Okay.
How many people were bitching out about not being able to drink their coffee at the pool before they had to change the rules? I love that.
People are attached to their coffee, man.
I know. They love their goddamn coffee. All right. So that's what we've got going on in Vegas this week. All kinds of exciting stuff. We got some phone calls, but before we do that... Auto slash, you'll save some cash. Sick of hearing my own voice on that song already. It's only week three.
Oh, you know how I feel then when
the Auto Slash people,
my jingle.
My friends at Auto Slash they enjoyed my theme.
Good.
They're pretty
That's
pleased.
Good.
I
it's
know.
Nice to get positive feedback on your work.
Keeping the people happy. So what is Auto Slash, you might ask? They are going to make the car rental experience way better for you. It's free. It's easy. They're going to save you some bucks, and that's awesome. How does it work? Go to autoslash.com. You give them your dates, your preferences. Their system will search all the coupons and discount codes online for all the major car rental companies. They'll find you the best deal. Even if you're a member of AAA or Costco or AARP or any of those frequent flyer programs that have credit card deals, you can tell them what you've got, what you're a member of. They'll search all the best deals. I decided, being the... So I put those the guys in the lab that I was referring to that have the
algorithm.
Can you get him away from your microphone stand? Uh-huh. Max is here, if you haven't noticed. Max the Wonder Dog, always helping with the podcast. All right. So what I did, I decided to run Auto Slash through its paces. I just decided, let's pull up some random dates. I picked next weekend in Las Vegas,
mm-hmm.
Friday through Monday. Let's see what they do. And then I decided I wanted to compare it to one of the third-party booking sites, where you can book, you know, hotel and airfare and car rentals and all that stuff. Because those are supposed to be a great deal. And they're supposed to take all the trouble out of it for you and give you a great deal.
Yep.
Well, here's what I found. For Friday through Monday, and I checked off a handful of... I didn't check off everything. I just checked off, like, the frequent flyer miles or programs that I'm part of, mm-hmm. and Costco, and there were just a handful of things. And I had Auto Slash do the searching, and then I searched on TripAdvisor. Or wait, no, not TripAdvisor. Travelocity.
Was it Travelocity or Orbitz?
Well, Travelocity and Orbitz use the same system.
Oh, okay.
So I checked both of them, and then I realized this is exactly the same. So I just use one of them.
Okay.
For an economy car.
We are not advertising for those people. We're advertising for Auto Slash, damn it.
And here's why. Because the third-party booking service came back with an economy car. Not a bad rate for four nights or whatever it is, for Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Three nights, 4 days. $75 for an economy for the small car. Auto Slash, I'm like, okay, let's see if Auto Slash can come back with a better deal.
Mm-hmm.
$65, 15% saving.
Good.
I know, fantastic. Now, let's be realistic. If I'm going to rent a car, I'm not going to try to cram my ass into a Chevy. What are those?
A Geo?
What is the tiny Chevy car? No, it's like the Chevy Shark Box or something. I don't know what they're called.
Shark Box?
Shark Box.
Oh, Shark Box.
No, it's not a Cobalt. It's a Spark. The Chevy Spark. It's a tiny car.
Wow.
Like, I'm a big dude.
Big man in a tiny car.
Yeah, nobody wants to. Well, people do want to see it, but it's not going to happen. I need a certain level of comfort, so I'm going to get a premium, right? So I decided, let's run the whole same deal, same dates for a premium.
Yep.
Third-party booking site, $261. Auto slash, ready for this? $122.
Dang.
I know, 114% savings. That is fucking amazing. So if you're looking to buy, I'm sure they appreciate me cursing on their spot. if you're looking to rent a car, Auto Slash is the place to go. Forget about the others. Just go to Auto Slash. They're going to do all the work for you. It is awesome. Once you book, you can tell them to track it, and they will send you updates if the price drops.
So even though you got a sweet deal, you might even get a sweeter deal.
You might get a sweeter deal later. You'll get an email if the price drops, and you can rebook. And even if you book somewhere else, you can give them the details. They'll send you the emails and let you know when to rebook if a lower rate comes along. They do really cool things. Like I've said before, they're a scrappy little startup. They're fighting the man. They're saving you money. They're sponsoring this podcast, so please support them, and we do appreciate it. Check it all out at autoslash.com. All right. I get excited when we have sponsors that are doing cool things.
Mm-hmm.
I can't help it. That's why I'm choosy about who we sponsor. I want somebody that I can, like...
banter with?
Well, you know, like, I feel like people are looking for ways to save money, and it's cool when it works, you know? It's not just some... This is like, you can just test it on your own like I did and see that it's a cool thing. So, all right, we got phone calls. Let's start with this one.
Hello, 500 by Midnight. This is Mike in Winnipeg, Canada. I called a few years ago and I said, I'm starting my degree and I'm going to have a Vegas hiatus until I'm done. Well, I am done and we have a trip booked June 10th for 4 nights in our city that we all love. So... you'll hear from me again. Probably a drunk doll. Good night.
All right. Well, welcome back to the world of Vegas trips.
Yes, and go Knights.
And yeah, sorry, we can't cheer for the Jets. I wouldn't have cheered for the... I'm not a Winnipeg Jets fan because they pummel the Wild often. So, yeah. But
I hope you have a wonderful time in Vegas.
Yes. Hope you have a great time, and we look forward to hearing about your trip. All right. Next up. Oops.
Hey, Tim and Michelle. This is Eric from Charlottesville, Virginia.
Hello.
Just wanted to give a quick trip report on my trip last week for the Dell World Conference. It was a 5-night stay, but really a 4.5-night stay because I left on the final night on a red-eye flight about 12:55 in the morning. I had all 5 nights at the Mirage. I posted some pictures of the view and of the room on the Facebook group. This was a room that I had gotten a decent M-Life rate on and then was able to negotiate a nice upgrade to a penthouse one-bedroom suite for $85 a night, which I negotiated down from his original offer of $120 a night. So I was pretty pleased with that. It had windows, had 4 floor-to-ceiling windows on 2 sides on kind of the northeast corner of the building, so I could see everything from, you know, the Trump Tower all the way down the South Strip towards, you know, towards MGM Grand. So really, a really nice room. Really liked it. And the Mirage is becoming my my new home base in Vegas. Dell World was a typical nerd fest. Lots of booze, which is nice. Lots of free drinks all around. We had good musical guests. We saw Walk the Moon and Sting on Wednesday night in the cavernous Sands Warehouse Lake facility at the back of the convention center. That was nice. I tried a couple new restaurants on this trip. Well, one of the reps from Dell took my colleague and I to lunch at Yardbird, which was nice. I'd never been there and wanted to try it. It's also really great when somebody else can pay the bill. This guy particularly wanted to go there because he's gluten-free and he had heard that Yardbird could make gluten-free fried chicken, which is kind of a rarity. So he said it was great. They have a separate fryer and all that. So anybody that's gluten-free and wants to get some fried chicken should check out Yardbird. My colleague and I went to Still at the Mirage. They had a great beer selection. The food was just kind of meh, but it's a great place to watch a sporting event. We watched some of the Golden Knights, I think, game 3 that night at Still. So that was great. Hit some old favorites, Margaritaville, Secret Pizza, Carnegie, and Stack at the Mirage. I wanted a steak. I really wanted to go to Heritage Steak, but that was a little above my per diem. So Stack is a decent, you know, less expensive choice than Heritage at the Mirage. Had some good luck gambling. I posted a picture of my big Simpsons win. That was the first night, which kind of set a nice tone for the rest of the trip. otherwise lots of video poker kind of up and down the center strip, Mirage, Bellagio, Cosmo. I did play some of the new horse racing game, the Fortune Cup at Venetian. And then on my last day there, I saw that they had installed a Fortune Cup machine also at the Mirage, right in front of the cashier cage. So that's a fun game. You know, not quite the same as Sigma Derby, but a decent, more modern option. So I think that's it. My coworker that came with me doesn't drink much, doesn't gamble at all, but he made it pretty easy to kind of go our separate ways. He didn't get offended when I was like, okay, well, goodbye. I'm going to go drink and gamble now. So that was cool, and I kind of, you know, didn't have to babysit him the whole week. Love the show. Keep up the great work. Thanks, you guys.
All right. Thanks,
awesome,
Eric.
Thank
Appreciate
you.
It. That was a good report. Lots of great stuff. Those Mirage Penthouse suites are pretty good value for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm curious to see what happens because I read somewhere in the past week or so that MGM is planning to make Bellagio and Mirage the next renovation projects. So,
didn't they just renovate the rooms at Bellagio, though?
I don't know.
Fairly recently, wasn't it?
Might not be the rooms. Might be other stuff.
Okay.
We shall see. I don't know what they've planned. Might not be for a while either, but I don't know. That's the rumor or the report. All right. Thanks for that report, Eric. Next up.
Hey, Jeremy from New Hampshire, just calling to follow up. Part of the strip was spent on the strip at Mandalay Bay. I had experienced some problems with the online check-in through MGM Grand previously, but fortunately, this is one of the times it actually worked. I always found when it does actually work, if you put in what time you arrive, it always seems like 30 minutes beforehand the room is ready, so worked it again, so it was great to get in the room a little bit early. Also, there I was able to stay a little bit late, no charge on that end. Recently got Pearl status, and was excited to use that to get some priority line access, but between the online check-in and the fact that there was no line at the buffet, didn't really need it, so that worked out well. Probably the other culinary highlight was Wago. They have kind of a between lunch and dinner menu at the bar, real nice food, and probably the best view of the Bellagio fountains. It was not the full effect because it was still light out, but still pretty cool. Shows, this is now their fifth surf show we've seen. It was it was fine. I wouldn't put it in my top one or two, but this is the fifth surf show, and I haven't understood any of them. It's just a lot of jumping around, but life enjoys it, and some of them I have enjoyed, like the Beatles one, so more for everybody, I guess. Probably the coolest thing I experienced there was we were there for the first game of the recent playoff run for the Vegas Golden Knights. Town was alive. There's signs everywhere. The chocolate goaltender at the sweet shop at Bellagio, the Statue of Liberty wearing the jersey. It's pretty cool. I mean, there was probably a couple thousand people in and about the park watching the game. And that was a game they won like 7-0. So it was raucous and it was pretty cool. Other highlight is always Big Elvis. Does the same show kind of every time, but still really cool. And anybody I've sent there has really enjoyed it. Other than that, enjoyed the Mandalay Bay pool, like the Lazy River, had great weather, and hoping to get back sooner rather than later. Thank you.
All right. Thanks for the report last week and this week. We do appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
And I see you're representing the Golden Knights with your t-shirt this evening.
I am.
I should be suited up, and I'm not. The game hasn't started yet. I've been keeping an eye on the
festivities.
Yeah, it's going to be starting shortly.
Okay.
So go Knights. Yay.
Yay.
All righty. Thanks for that report. Good stuff. Next caller, please.
That's Hendrick from Oklahoma. Sorry, my last one was too long. I just thought I'd break it down real quick. I had a wonderful solo trip. I was in Vegas for 3 whole days, 2 nights. I tried your recommendation on Pizza Rock. It was excellent. Had a great time hanging out downtown by myself. I actually hit video poker. I hit a quad aces on the triple double for $4,000 on my first day. So that was an excellent start to the weekend.
Nice.
And just played downtown, hung out by myself, and made my way to the strip Sunday, and hit the Andrew Dice Clay concert that Sunday evening. A little bit disappointing overall. kind of a fall from glory where he once was. But I had a fun time by myself on the Strip Sunday, and Monday I had all day to hang out downtown again. So I just took it easy and hung out downtown playing some more roulette and video poker and poker. And at a Fremont Casino, excellent iced coffee, and good little breakfast sandwich. Overall, I had a wonderful time. It was nice to have a couple of days to myself. A solo trip's a great idea for someone if you got a family and you need just a little break and some alone time. It was excellent. I missed our little one. Felt like I was gone for a month, but I really needed time to kind of wind down myself. And it was a great trip, and look forward to the next one. Thank you guys for the great show. I really enjoy it.
All right. Thanks for the report. Glad you had a relaxing time.
Would you rather do a solo trip downtown or on the Strip?
Downtown. Yep. I have no reason specifically, mm-hmm. but I think the times that I've been there.
Well, there was one guy trip you got in a day early.
Yeah, I spent the whole thing downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I will escape, even if we're staying on the Strip for the guy trip, I will.
Escape downtown
sometimes on my own. So it's just where I migrate to when I mm-hmm. want to.
And what about during our trips? Do you escape downtown as well?
I want to be wherever you are, honey.
Aww.
Yeah. Is that the right answer?
Sure.
All right. Good. Next up.
This is Bart from Colorado. We're staying at the Aria, and we were down at the Container Park at Oak and Ivy last night. Gregory was a wonderful bartender. He was making one of those apple pie drinks where they cream brulee the apple with brown sugar and butter and then hit it with a blowtorch. Oh, you're so good.
Mm.
So while we're sitting here, the lady shows up at the bar, starts telling Gregory how to make her old fashioned, kind of really obnoxious, and then talking about how wonderful she is in Vegas and how many people she knows, blah, blah, blah. Finally, she goes, well, when we used to party at the Hard Rock and go to rehab, I scream out rehab. The guy at the other end of the bar screams out rehab. You look at each other. I walk over, high five, and go, 500. And he goes, yep, Tim and Michelle are the best. We laugh. We go sit back down, and the lady looks at us like we're complete jerks out of our mind. But, hey, you know, when you meet someone that truly understands the passion, you have to go celebrate with them. Hope things are going well. Have a great week. Thanks.
That is awesome.
There it is. Oh, that is really funny.
Oh, God, that's great.
Yeah, you just never know when you're going to run into another listener. That's crazy. I'm still always surprised by that when listeners connect in random ways like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like that one, that's an especially good story, though. I appreciate that. All righty. I guess we just talked about it a couple weeks ago. It sounds like most likely, though, they've been listening for a while to know the rehab thing. But, yeah. Oh, that's wonderful. That made my day. All right. Next up. I say next up.
Hey, Tim. Hi, Michelle. It's Bernard and Cecilia from Albuquerque, New Mexico. Yeah, we just took our first ride on an autonomous vehicle. The good news is it's a nice BMW. The bad news is it's kind of a pain in the ass. And another good news, it's free. Later.
All right, there we go. Our first listener driverless car report. Pain in the ass, but free. Yeah, sometimes it's worth trading it, the trade-off. All right. And you made it through it alive, so that's a good sign. It's free because they're testing it out. They're like, well, they might die, but they're not going to pay for it. So there
well,
you go.
They'll pay, but.
Yeah. All right. We talked about the Peppermill a week or so ago. I don't know, a week or two ago. Mm-hmm. And
I miss it.
I made some comments about how, you know, it'll probably go away once things ramp up on the north end of the Strip. Here are some thoughts on that.
Hey, Tim and Shell. This is Michael from Austin, Texas. I heard you guys talking about the Peppermill on a previous podcast and just some speculation as to how long it might be around. And I just wanted to let you know that I talked about Peppermill and the Fireside Lounge. Big, big hangout for me. I go to, me and the boys go to the Peppermill file 4 or 5 times a year, and we've got to know some of the people there that work there. And when the Riviera went down 2 years ago, I was really scared that one of my favorite Vegas places was on the short order list. And I talked to a bunch of the people that worked there, and they said, oh, no worries, that the Peppermill is on a 99-year lease and that it's going nowhere for a long period of time. So I don't know how true that is, but I got it from said horse's mouth, you might say. And just wanted to pass that along for all you Peppermill fans and anyone afraid that they might be losing out on the Fireside Lounge going away anytime fast, or anytime soon, rather. So love you guys. Keep it up. Listen to you all the time. And talk to you later. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks for that report. That's vaguely familiar. I feel like at one point when there were some rumors about development there, that was printed in one of the stories or something, mm-hmm. which I don't doubt that that's true. My theory on that, though, is if somebody wants that land bad enough, they'll buy the lease out.
Mm-hmm.
They'll pay off whoever needs to be paid off. And
let's hope not.
I hope not.
I like that place.
I hope
place.
It's there for a long time. That would make me very happy because it's a cool piece of older Las Vegas, at least older Las Vegas feel. I don't know what year that place actually opened, but it's been there a while,
mm-hmm.
and it's like stepping back in time and the wonderful cheesiness of, I don't know, what era does that even feel like?
Would it be like early 80s, late
70s? I would say like 82. It's very, it's wonderful. It's mm-hmm. very kitschy. All right, last call of the week.
Michelle, how the hell are you? It's Mark from Atlanta. I don't have a review. I don't have a trip report. I just wanted to call and express my excitement because you get it. And the fans of the 500 Nation, they get it. Vegas 2018, it is booked. Heading back out to Vegas in a couple of months, and I'm so friggin' stoked, I can barely sit still. I've got a long 2 months of trip planning. So I got nothing. I just want to call and share my joy because you understand it. A couple of days downtown, staying at the Downtown Grand. I'm taking a buddy of mine who is traditionally a strip fan. I'm going to show him how we do it low roller in downtown. So I cannot friggin' wait. So anyway, guys, hope you have a great weekend. I'm sure you'll hear from me again before we get there because, oh, my God, Vegas, baby, it's almost done. All right, guys, have a great week. We'll talk to you soon. See
you. Oh, I love that.
I think most of the people listening to the show know that feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's why he called, because he knew these are his people. We mm-hmm. can identify mm-hmm. that feeling you get when
I am going to Vegas. Yes. I have a trip booked.
Yes. That's wonderful. Yeah. I love that enthusiasm, that excitement that you only feel when you book a Las Vegas trip.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, enjoy your lead up and your planning and all that stuff, too. And I know you're going to have a wonderful trip.
Because that's always a fun time.
Yes, it is. All right. We're going to go watch the Golden Knights game. But before we go, we have some Karma donations we want to thank some people for, including Brett with a Karma donation. Thank you, Brett. Pencil Tucky Low Roller with a Karma donation. Headed to Vegas in 2 weeks. Downtown guys trip. Annual thing. Meeting friends from childhood. Well, that's always awesome.
That's fun.
3 days of beer drinking. People watching. Laughing. Gambling. More laughing. And general psychological regression.
All right.
Yeah, that sounds familiar. Thanks for doing what you do and keeping me entertained while I mow the lawn. Well,
thank you.
Glad to make that tedious task a little bit entertaining, at least. Thank you very much for your support. Magoo, friend of the show. He said, I'm drunk. Here's money.
Oh, thank you.
I know he's got a trip coming up, so we hope that goes well. Thank mm-hmm. you, sir. Diane and David, cheers from the UK for the fun podcast. Off to Vegas for 14 nights on Wednesday.
Awesome.
Have a wonderful time. Good luck.
Good luck.
Hope that our country treats you well.
Mm-hmm.
Seth with a Karma donation for an annual man trip to Vegas, May 13th through 17th. Have a wonderful time, Seth.
Yes.
Thank you very much. Our friend Donnie Mack, need karma after the last trip. Well, it must have been the trip before that where you hit like 16 Royal Flushes at Long Bar.
Yeah.
this trip, he is celebrating his birthday and his fifth anniversary with his lovely wife, Coral.
Mm-hmm.
It will feature Cheap Trick, Poison, and hopefully meeting up with some friends.
That sounds awesome.
That sounds like a wonderful time. Have a great birthday, anniversary, and Cheap Trick, Poison event with friends. Mike from Naperville. Is it Naperville or Naperville?
I think it's Naperville.
It's Naperville.
I went to Naperville earlier this afternoon.
I know, I did
afternoon.
Too. That's why I have naps in my head at all times. That's why I immediately said Naperville. It is Naperville. Mike from Naperville. Friend has a work trip Monday through Thursday, so fuck it. Why not stay Monday through Saturday?
Nice.
Thanks for the weekly laughs. You're welcome, and thank you very much.
You.
We appreciate
it. Good luck to everyone.
Thank you all very much for your support. We do appreciate it. We hope you have a wonderful week. As always, 500bymidnight.com is the website. 500@gmail.com is the place to send your Tim and Michelle questions. And you can find us on Twitter. I'm 500. She is Anita Martini. Our voicemail line, available to you anytime, 702-866-9494. As always, thanks for listening, emailing, commenting, and calling. We do appreciate it, and we will be back soon with another show. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye.